Hello.
You alright?
Hello, everyone. It's me.
I almost fucking choked on that. I wanted to compete.
Jesus.
It's been a while.
It really has. Hello, everyone. And
fucking...
Can I do the intro?
Yeah, go.
Thank you. Jesus. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Whiskey One Tap podcast. I'm your host, Whiskey, and joining with me today are my co-hosts, Uni.
Hello.
Mikey.
Hello.
And Monster.
Hello.
It's been quite a while since we've done another episode, given that PlayStation has really fucked up a lot of things. Monster, his main account, has recently been banned. I've started a community myself.
Permanently.
Did you ever figure out the reason that you got permanently banned?
PlayStation, fuck, English, hold up, I need to remember. Okay, PlayStation is so shit, like, if you even call them and you're like, yo, what the fuck, why did I get banned? They're just like, I don't know. So you can't find out. Like, they won't show you, like, they'll just give you, like, a general reason, like, community code of conduct, bruh, and it's just that. Like, it doesn't get into specifics at all.
Yeah. I actually, through this whole community, because I've been, like, messaging people through the communities, to join the one that I have set up now. I kept getting messages like, oh, I'm gonna fucking report you because, you know, you're just messaging me with, you know, unnecessary shit and everything. Which honestly, like, I could message just a random person and say, hey, how you doing? You want to be friends or whatever? And then somebody could report me for, like, spam or something. I'm like, what the fuck? That's kind of stupid. But I just thought he was fucking bullshitting. But apparently I got a warning saying, hey, don't spam or letter. And I'm not, like, messaging one person 20 times. I'm more of just messaging 50 people one time. But that's besides the point. Like, is that spamming, essentially?
Nah, not really. You're just asking someone to join a party.
Yeah.
One thing I will say to any miserable cunt that is stupid enough to go on PlayStation after hearing the amount of bullshit that this new update has caused, is that if you want to, like, start on PlayStation 5 or whatever the fuck, or you're getting a PlayStation 4 for some reason, one thing you need to do is get an account that you're gonna buy your PlayStation Plus on and never fucking use it to message anyone. Like, just use that as your account where you use your PlayStation, your PS Plus, and you have all your games, like your monthly free games that you get with PS Plus and all that, and all the benefits. And then get a secondary account where you message people on and where you get all your achievements and so on. Just to have one account where you just literally do fuck all with it, except maybe renew your membership if you don't have it on automatically. Like, that's it. And get your PlayStation Plus games and so on. Because if your account that you use, that you usually use PS Plus for, gets permanently suspended, all of your benefits that you've gotten in the past and that you will get in the future are gone. Like, all of the games that I purchased on my account are gone now because permanently suspended. The only games that I have left are the ones that I haven't deleted yet. Those are the only ones I can play. All the PlayStation Plus games that I had that I got for free, gone forever. So just remember that when you get a PlayStation 5. That's if the system stays the same. Maybe it won't. It probably will. 90% sure it will stay the same. But just remember that. Just have one shitty account that you just keep off to the side. That's what I'm going to do from now on.
Honestly, like, as I'm taking a step back and looking at PlayStation versus Xbox, I'm mainly leaning towards Xbox after this update. And another thing, because Microsoft had bought Bethesda, so any future Skyrim or Fallout games, you know, will be Xbox exclusives and PC. But, you know, yeah, dude, I spoke with a lot of Xbox players after this entire, like, update went down and shit. And I expected the majority of these Xbox players to be, like, shitty people, but honestly, and mainly from talking to them on, like, cross-platform games and shit, everybody's like, dude, you should totally do it. Like, I'll add you as a friend. Like, in the Xbox community, the majority of us just welcome you with open arms and everything. I'm like, that is really fucking cool. You know, I honestly didn't expect that. And
No, I mean, but that's just a case of luck, really. Like, you'll either get good shitty people or good people. Like, there is shitty people.
But it was
like...
all the Xbox players that I came across in those games.
Yeah, like, you were lucky.
It's
like,
pretty, it's pretty
a
luck.
Case of, like, I've made
I would take the benefit of the doubt.
I don't know. I feel like in any console, any kind of thing, there's always going to be that. You know, you're either going to be really lucky and you're going to meet great people, but... There's a lot of times, most of them are just assholes, but then again, it's not necessarily just the consoles, it's also the games that you decide to play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, also another thing to take note of as well is that your experience on console in general is going to be quite shitty, because children are the majority people that buy consoles, to my knowledge at least. That's what makes the most sense, because with a PC, like, you have to know your shit, you have to build it up yourself, unless you're going to get a pre-built one if you're gay. But if you're not gay, then you're going to buy one, you're going to build up one yourself. You're going to get a custom-built one.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. It takes... But, you know, so... And when you build your own one, you have to have a tiny amount of brain matter to you that children just don't fucking have. So when you get a console, the majority of the people you're going to run into are going to be children. Where with PC, I find that... I more often meet adults. Like, when I go through all the Discord servers, like, even if it's a Discord server dedicated to a guy that, you know, that's content is more for, like, 15 to 16-year-olds, like, Call Me Carson and so on. When I join his voice channels, I remember, Kayla, you actually told me that when you went onto his Discord server, you, like, were bombarded with kids the whole time, right?
Yeah.
It's weird, because for me, like, me and Shay and Bram, like, two of my friends, we went onto the Call Me Carson Discord server yesterday, I think, and we went on before as well, and majority of the people on there are adults. Fitz's server is also adults. I mean, they're still toxic as hell and loud, but they're adults at least, so you can get them to calm down after a while.
That is, really weird to me, because, like, half the time when I do join one of their, like, voice channels, it's mostly, like, I'm the oldest one in there, like,
right.
Usually.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
Suck,
I mean, yeah, I mean, yeah, so I think console generally is just, you're going to run into way more kids than you will on PC. I might be wrong, I don't know, I don't know, have the statistics on it, but it makes the most sense to me.
Definitely, bro.
Yeah. The thing with Xbox is, right, I don't see it having any good place on the market, because PlayStation 5, no matter what they do, they could literally bring out an update where you have to... Like, every month, a Sony employee comes to your house and puts his finger in your ass. They could literally put out that update, right? And there would still be a place for the PlayStation 5, because it has good exclusives. That is it. Like, those exclusives are really what save the PlayStation, regardless of how shitty it is compared to Xbox. Hmm. Because with Xbox, everything you get on Xbox. You can play on PC. So there really is, like, no real advantage to it. I mean, I guess there's a couple of games that are Xbox exclusive, but none of them are really noticeable. Like, if they actually mattered, I would remember them, and I don't. So...
Oh, but you know what, though? I read this, like, on the news, just, like, the other day. I know it's not, like, intense or anything like that, but, did you see that Atari was making a new console?
I saw that, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I read
about it. Yeah, Atari coming back, bro. They're bringing back the 80s, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna get one bulky ass looking console that only plays one game at like.
I don't think it's gonna do anything crazy, honestly. I don't think it's gonna be any. It is gonna be a crazy. Like, it's gonna be big though. I mean, I don't know. Because, like, people like the intense game. I mean, honestly, I don't know. Because people lately been liking them simple games, like Among Us and Fall Guys and shit like that.
Mm.
So, simple games have been winning the battle lately. So, I don't know. It might do something for a bit, but I doubt. That for long that it could stay up. I mean, the controller is literally gonna have one joystick. There's not much you can do with that.
Oh really?
But with Atari? No, they're gonna have controllers as
And the controller's just gonna have one joystick. Yeah.
No, it's not. They like they'll legit have like an actual controller.
Oh damn! Well then, I don't know. Fuck.
Atari just heard that PlayStation was fucking up, and they're like, let's fuck them up.
Right. I'm hitting in.
Let's take their lead.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, man. Like, Whiskey, I really wouldn't. I don't know. I don't see the point of getting an Xbox.
Me neither.
Because, because it's just like, if you want to, like, a PC is just an infinitely better Xbox.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. Like, next year I'm gonna be getting a PC myself. But if I had to choose between PlayStation and Xbox, I'd get an Xbox.
Yeah. Like, if you could just choose between those, I understand that. Yeah. I sort of understand that. But like, if you had the best, like, best of both worlds, your best choice, like, if you had a shit ton of money and you were like, you know, what do I have to choose? I mean, if you had the shit ton of money, you could.
I have a shit ton of money. This podcast has been. No, I'm joking. I'm fucking poor.
We'll be ranking in them books.
Yeah.
But like, if you, your best choice would be just to get a PlayStation 5 and a PC. That's what I'm gonna do. Like, when the PlayStation 5 goes on special or whatever the fuck, PlayStation 5.
Yeah.
For its exclusives.
Like, honestly, this update and how they've just been reverting back from the communities and everything, it's like, and with all the shitty exclusives like The Last of Us 2 now, and I don't ever see another Ratchet and Clank or Jak and Daxter or Sly Cooper remaster anymore. It's like, honestly, like, I've been a PlayStation guy my entire fucking life. I've never moved to fucking Xbox, but now, I don't know, it seems like a good time.
And the thing is, right, one thing that pisses me off with people that argue about this, now the whole debate between Xbox and PlayStation is already kind of shit, because it's like, I don't know, you know, it's your fucking money, just buy what you want. Like, it's not about a president. You know, a president, you're kind of stuck with what the majority wants, with a console, it's your fucking money. Let's get what you want and shut the fuck up. But problem with it is that a lot of people, if you bring up a good point, even like, Xbox is useless, this is my point, then instead of actually like arguing back and maybe bringing up a good point, he's like, hey, you're a fanboy, stop with this fanboying nonsense. Like, that's what a dear friend of yours said to me. And it's just like, really, dude, like, I don't know, man, like, the whole debate behind it is so toxic, because it's not even about what is right and what is wrong. It's just, it's like company commitment at this point. Like, you just want to like Xbox because you like Microsoft. Not with you guys. Not with you, Whiskey. But I've noticed with a lot of people, one of them just like Sony more than Microsoft. And they're just like, fuck it, I'm going to stick with PlayStation or vice versa. And it's kind of cringe. I don't know. Those debates are kind of
cringe. Kind of go whatever has the best games.
Kind of cringe, bro. Yeah. Let's hope the exclusives that to PlayStation get better.
I just say that they add the Reddit app into the consoles. And whoever has a Reddit app, I like, you know.
Fuck Reddit. Oh. Reddit's a cesspit.
Finally, I have to ask.
Twitter's
this.
Worse.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Speaking of apps, right? My PlayStation app hasn't been working.
Because they just updated. You have to delete
it. Yeah, they've updating it. Oh my god, it's actually clean and fucking crisp. You can
it
actually.
It says can't sign in, and then I have to close the app. Do I literally have to delete and, like, go back in again?
Pretty much, yeah.
Maybe.
You have to delete it and redownload it.
It's really worth it, though, because through the PlayStation
app,
join parties via phone.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. They just did that. We saw that earlier. I tested it out earlier. It's pretty cool.
And unfortunately, it takes time for me, and I've noticed other people to, like, kind of connect to the parties, but overall, it's actually pretty
Hey, bro, now that no one can say that they don't have a mic now.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, no one can say, oh, I didn't call you out because I don't have a mic. Bitch, you can use your phone. I don't have a phone. Well, how old are you?
I have a flip phone. And the mic's broken.
Yeah, literally. So, you know.
Do you have a camera to prove that? No. I'm poor.
Oh, fuck me.
I'd be like that.
No, I'm poor.
Yeah,
I mean. Oh, yeah. One thing I want to add as well, it's kind of poo. Cyberpunk got delayed again.
Yeah, but it's only 3 weeks though. It's
yeah,
not
21
like...
days. Yeah, fuck that. That's crazy.
Why did they mention why they canceled it? Or, like, delayed it?
Yeah, I mean, their reasoning is good. Like, I only fucking hate on it to, you know...
It's just a polishing
be
shit.
With the kids. Yeah, like, the reasoning is okay. The problem they have right now is that it's perfectly ready for next-gen consoles and PC. It's perfect. But they're having problems with the current-gen consoles. This bitch, right now.
Yeah,
I'm slapping my PlayStation 4 for anyone at home. This bitch. They're having problems with this bitch. The Xbox One and the PlayStation 4. The current-gen consoles are kind of lacking and shit like that, and they want it to be completely polished for it so that when it releases, it's not buggy as shit. And that's why they have to do it a bit longer. So I understand. A lot of the stuff I've been hearing, like, oh, fuck, the comment section of YouTube, like, people reporting on it, it's so... people are just fucking complaining. And I understand. It's kind of shit. But a lot of the complaints are like, I took a day off work, and now I have to work. Like, really, dude, you're gonna take a day off work on a release date? Like, you already know release dates aren't concrete. Why are you gonna be stupid enough to take a day off work so far in advance?
Mm-hmm.
Like, just say on the week that it releases, oh yeah, boss. Hey, boss. I'm not gonna
hey,
go
boss.
To work.
I'm not gonna work. I need to play Cyberpunk.
Yeah, literally. Months in advance.
Yeah, I saw a meme where it was like Cyberpunk fans trying to explain to their boss why they need to reschedule vacation. And it was just like a teacher with a whole fucking like math assignment and shit. It was like, just so they could get some time off work to play the damn game.
Yeah. I'm excited for that game. Yeah. If it doesn't release in 2020, then I can with confidence say that we haven't had any good AAA titles this year when I think about it. All of them have been kind of dog shit. I mean, we had Last of Us 2, which, fair enough, I mean, it was a well-polished game. Like, a lot of passion was put into it.
Yeah,
the story
was good.
Was kind of shit. It was really
Here, like, and to put it here, because this is, like, I like to always say this, for the people that always give shit to the game. The Last of Us 2 is not that it was in my opinion, it's not that it was a bad game. It just wasn't an enjoyable game to play, you know? Because it's just depressing all the way through. It's not that it's a bad game. It's just, you know, it's just sad.
It's dog shit.
Well, for you it may have been dog shit, but in my opinion it wasn't bad. It was just not enjoyable. It's depressing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, it's fine. Long games are good because then you get more for what you pay for.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's not that it's a bad game. It's just that it wasn't a game that I enjoyed playing. Maybe once just to say to know the story and whatever. But besides that, it's yeah. So I, in my opinion, I gave it like a 6.5 out of 10, maybe a solid 7.
Yeah.
Problem with me for that is it's not that it's depressing. Problem with this is Unity, you want to say something?
Oh no, I don't know. I'm looking through the app after deleting and re-downloading it. It's really pretty.
Yeah.
The problem with Last of Us 2, I think, is not the fact that it was depressing, because I think they could have done something cool with it and hit us in the feels, and they did with, you know, that thing that happened. I'm not going to spoil it for anyone.
That thing.
But the thing. But all the rest of it, like, there was no point in the game where anything actually mattered. Like, everything just came and went. Like, there was nothing really stuck with you. It's just, cool person die. Like, it was just that continuous cycle, and it's just disappointing in the end. Like, and I feel so sorry for the guy sitting in his office, like, you know, doing a texture on some guy's wrinkling nose for a whole day, you know, really polishing this game, because there's so much cool shit in that game. Like, and experimental stuff as well, stuff that we haven't really seen before, like when you kill an NPC, you know, another NPC shouts out his name and they run to him and like, are you okay? And, you know, like, they actually give personality to the NPCs, which is something really interesting. They could have done something amazing with that, and the amount of effort that it had to take them to actually do that well, which they did do it well, is insane, and then you just have a shitty story. Like, I don't know, it's really sad. Like, such talent just wasted. And they had such a good formula to go off of as well, because Last of Us, the first one, fuck me, dude. Like, if they literally, if the whole of Last of Us 2 was just Ellie and Joel traveling through America again, like, you know, just going, and this time instead of going to fucking Washington, they just go to Texas, you know, for no fucking reason. Like, just give us a good reason to go there.
Texas.
Yeah, there are adventures along the way. It would be fucking perfect. It would be so cool, because they're, that duo of Joel and Ellie was so fucking
good. It really was, dude. That was like the, honestly, just seeing them, like, just seeing the story of them together, like, growing, to, like, bonding together as, like, you know, like, as his friends, and then, like, to almost something or somewhat of, like, a daughter's father kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was different. And at the time, it really was. There wasn't many, like, games that showed, like a power duo like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was what made the game, honestly.
Something that kind of, like, I guess related to the father and daughter type relationship, and it's not in, like, a video game, but it was in a movie, Hugh Jackman's Logan, if anybody's seen that one.
I never watched it.
Are you shitting me?
Oh my god, dude, don't even get me started, bro. I cried at the end. Shut the fuck up, dude. That movie had me crying. It was amazing.
It was fucking brutal and graphic and shit.
It was a great movie, though. Amazing movie.
Yeah. But no, it was like... they really had some holy shit moments in that. And then there was also some, like... I wouldn't say memes, but, like, relations towards Logan and The Last of Us, being that Hugh Jackman has to play Joel Miller if The Last of Us ever made a movie or some shit. Like, he would be perfect for that.
Oh, he would. Oh, fuck yeah. I would Dude, I would watch that. Hugh Jackman
Wait,
for
is
Joel?
Is it a new movie?
It was like an older movie in, like, I guess, what, 2017, 2018?
Yeah, around that time. I got you, hold on, I'll find it. You've never heard of Logan, dude? Holy shit, it's so good.
Yeah, it's an X-Men thing.
It's a kind of like it's not a spin-off. It's just kind of like
it's
you know
more of a standalone, I guess.
Yeah, you know how they did like the Star Wars movies with the standalone shit, like
Han
Solo and shit like
yeah,
that?
Like
kind of like that.
Han Solo or like Rogue One, I guess.
Yeah, literally like that.
They kind of did the similar thing with that movie, but.
Mm-hmm. And it was a great movie.
I don't think you need to like watch previous movies or anything. If you just
really
kind of like know the
do.
Basis of X-Men and the Marvel Universe, then you should get it.
2017, it came out, the movie. It has a 93% on Rotten Tomatoes, and it's an R-rated movie. It's a really good.
Oh yeah.
Movie. It's a really good movie. What other movies do you guys like to watch, huh?
I really...
It's weird. Strain off a little bit from video games, I know, but...
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
It's fine.
I really enjoyed, I think, my top movies, one of them being Logan, and then the second being Django Unchained, with Jamie Foxx. He did fucking great in that one. And then V for Vendetta. That was a good ass movie.
I remember watching Django. It was hilarious. I love
Django.
Yeah.
There's a movie called Jenga.
No, Django.
Django, fuck. Did I say Jenga?
Yeah, you say Jenga.
Hello.
The one with Jamie Foxx, right, Monster?
Ow, fuck.
Yeah, the black movie.
I mean, they made, like, I think the first Django was in, like, the 1960s or something like that. And there was like one scene, and I'm gonna fucking spoil it. If you haven't seen that movie within a 60-year time span, then what the fuck are you doing with your life? Anyway, there's a scene where he's getting chased by like the KKK members or some shit, and then the you know where you store like a dead body and then put it in the ground? What is that called? It's like a wooden crate. It's like a wooden crate.
Oh, coffin.
Yeah, he's like lugging around a coffin for the entire movie and everything. And one of the scene where he's kind of like surrounded by like 20, 30, maybe like 50 guys, he opens the coffin and brings out like this this like Cold War style like minigun essentially. It was so cool, and he just sprays them all down. It was so cool. It was the best scene in the fucking movie.
Actually, fucking miniguns, real quick. I just need to say this.
Miniguns,
I always
yes.
thought that with fucking... Oh, miniguns, that's a fucking cool dude. I always thought with miniguns that you couldn't really, like, in the movies, hold them and shoot with them because it's too much recoil. Like, it's fucking 6,000, or like 3,000 rounds per minute. Like, you know, we just fucking spray it and hit your chin with it and probably melt your head. But apparently... I was watching this one fucking video on YouTube. I can't remember what it was, some meme video. And the guy roasted someone. I don't know what exactly happened, but he brought up this clip of a guy shooting with a minigun. Like, and it was so fucking cool. Like, he was just standing there with a minigun. Just, and I didn't know you could do that. Like, I thought that was fucking impossible. Now that I know you can do it, that's one thing I definitely want to fucking do. Like, just get my hands on a minigun and just walk around. Oh, it would be so fun. I'm my own 18. I would even make the noises of an 18 warthog to like simulate me flying across the sky.
Sounds like a War of the Worlds tripod.
Yeah.
Shit's crazy. Now I was playing Modern Warfare quite recently, and they brought in the AS Val, which is a new, like, Soviet Union, or...
No, it's not Soviet Union, it's after the war. Oh, okay. After the Soviet Union fell.
Right, but, what would you call it, really?
It's like a special forces, Spetsnaz. I think it's a Spetsnaz assault rifle.
Yeah, well, Russian made, I believe.
It is Russian made. Yeah.
Assault rifle, and it you know, integrally suppressed, SBR essentially, fully automatic, assault rifle.
I thought you want to shoot it fully automatic.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, like, I was playing that, I'm like, damn, I want one, like, in real life, like, now. And I was searching it up, and, like, nothing came up, and I looked through, like, Reddit posts and shit, and apparently it's fucking illegal in the United States, but...
It's illegal.
If they ever rifle. Yeah, short-barreled rifle. Yeah, you have to get fucking tax stamps from the ATF and shit.
The ATF would
and...
come immediately if oh they were to see you have that gun. They would just break into your house and be like, yep, give it to you.
They're dicks, dude.
Yeah, fuck the ATF. I mean, I don't even live in the US, but honestly...
Fuck the ATF.
Fuck him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. James just wants to have super powerful...
I'm gonna have the FBI come to my house.
Dude, James
like,
just wants
fuck
super powerful, dangerous weapons for himself, you know?
Essentially.
That's so fucked.
The bigger, the better.
It's the
American
yeah.
dream.
Can't argue with that, you know?
Like dick.
Shut up.
On the topic of movies, real quick. Mm-hmm. My two favorite movies both start with the, actually. It's The Platform and The Invitation.
Ooh. I've seen The Platform, dude.
I fucking love that movie.
That's fucking weird, dude.
Dude, you know I know it's a meme, but it says a lot about society. Like, come on, dude. That fucking movie is so good.
Yeah, like, yeah.
You know what movie you need to watch?
The acting was superb. Yeah?
Sausage Party.
No. Fucking food porn. Jesus Christ.
Bring him back the Vietnam flashbacks. Sausage Party.
I mean, I must admit, the one scene where the juice was fucking like the German.
I never seen Sausage Party yet.
Look it up on Netflix, dude. You will have
it's on Netflix?
It's on Netflix, yes.
It's
look
on
it up.
Netflix, dude. That's you legit porn. Jesus.
It's on Netflix. It's literally.
I mean, yeah, they're cool with showing cuties, so I don't think they have any fucking bother
yeah, fuck
about
cuties,
what they put on
dude.
There.
That's a fucking
fuck
weird
cuties.
Ass.
I mean, don't fuck cuties. Don't. But.
What yeah. about you, Uni? What are your favorite movies to watch?
My favorite movies? Well, my favorite movie of
no,
all
the
time.
Other uni.
Definitely Scott Pilgrim Against the World.
Ooh.
It's so good. You guys don't know that?
What movie? I didn't understand the
Scott
name.
Pilgrim
Scott Pilgrim
the
Against the World.
I've never seen that movie.
It is so good.
When
and,
I when
know,
I hear that name, I'm thinking of Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
Oh.
But isn't it like isn't it like some parody movie to like it makes fun of spy movies?
What, Scott Pilgrim?
Something else.
Oh, they took it
yeah.
off on Netflix, I'm sad.
Because I thought Scott Pilgrim was the whole thing about. Mini-Me and the fucking guy, $1 million!
Austin
like,
Powers?
Is that Scott Pilgrim? Oh, that's Austin. Fuck, okay, I'm retard. No, never mind, continue.
I'm retard. It's okay.
I don't know. I haven't seen Scott Pilgrim, but I've heard of it. I think the most recent movie I've watched, and my a friend of mine, Sayan had told me to watch it. It's called Devil. Has anybody heard of it?
No.
So it's essentially a movie. Taking place, like, the main scene is a fucking elevator, but, like, these five people get in an elevator, and they get stuck in the elevator, and one of them is the devil, and, each one of them are, like, dying one by one, and they gotta find out who's the devil, while, like, people in the security room are, like, watching, they're trying to get them out of the, out of the elevator and everything. It's more of like a psychological horror and everything. And it's I wouldn't say it's like basic, but it's standard, like, kind of, I guess, scripting, like, oh, you know, you'd connect the dots and be like, oh shit, you know, that makes sense. But the way it was perceived and the way it all ended, and you know, the quotes that they used at the end and shit, it, like, really hit different for me. And that's what made it, like, really unique, I guess. But that was a good fucking movie. So if you ever like Devil, it's a pretty cool
I want to say something about that, but I'm pissing, so I'll talk about it soon.
Are you shitting me right now? Like, dude, the fuck? All
right. But also, we weren't talking about movies, right?
Yeah.
Do you guys watch any shows?
I gotta catch up with the Walking Dead.
Yes, you do. It's about the season coming out next year is the last season of the show, and I'm actually depressed about it.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
No.
Dude, yeah, I know, it's crazy, but it's because they're like, I don't know, they're trying to, I honestly thought The Walking Dead was like kind of dying. But I guess not, because they're trying to milk it so much. They're like, they're making spinoffs.
They made like another TV series featuring teenagers.
Like, no, well, yeah.
Fuck Walking Dead.
They made I think Fear the Walking is still going on. Now there's gonna be World Beyond. I don't think it's gonna be too long. I think it's only gonna be one season. But it's literally just like, I think it's supposed to be set a little bit after the main show, where people are already used. To like, just a group of teenagers that are already used to like the walkers as part of their life. Mm-hmm. So you know, just showing how that is. And then there's three movies of the Rick. There's three Rick Grimes movies supposed to come out in like the span of the next like 4 years or so. That are based on Rick Grimes after he gets picked up on the helicopter after his last episode on The Walking Dead.
He's still not dead.
Yeah, and they.
You can't kill that fucker.
Yeah, you can't kill that fucker. And they just confirmed that there's gonna be a spin-off show of Daryl and Carol after The Walking Dead's over.
Oh shit.
Daryl is amazing.
I mean,
Daryl is amazing. Right. I simp for Norman Reedus, so I don't
know. Go, Daryl, go.
I do as well. Honestly, yeah, Death Stranding, the only reason I play that game is to just jerk off to Norman Reedus.
literally, yeah.
I mean, alright, the problem with Walking Dead for me at least is I watched the first season and it seemed interesting. Pretty good. And then season 2 arrived and it just went downhill from there. And it starts to become a pattern really fucking quickly.
It did. Like, for a good while, it did become a pattern. Like, I honestly believe that it got better for the span of a couple seasons. And to be honest, when I got to like season 8 or so, I just fell off of it for like a good year or two. So I stopped watching it for a bit, but then I was like, you know what? I'll keep watching. And I kept watching. But so there's some points where if you're not really dedicated to the show, then you're just going to fall off of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like for me, it was just... It sucks, kind of, because I can see how creative it was. Like, a lot of the scenes in it were like, whoa, what the fuck? Like, you know, like, you have to actually have a brain between your ears to think about that. That's cool. You know, like it had a lot of creativity to it, but it just... It's the same formula over and over each season, from what I've seen. I don't know, I only watched like 2 seasons max, I think. So I'm not the best for the input, but... like, it was just like, build relationship with character, then they die at the end of the season, or at the start of the new season, and then it just starts over again. It's the same chain. It just seems kind of shit. Yeah. And it's also very depressing. Like, whenever my mom would watch it, I would look at the TV and just instantly want to cut my wrists open. You know, like, it's just that depressing vibe to it. It's like, okay, cool.
Jesus.
You know, but comedic relief every now and then.
Yeah. Another show, I need to watch again. It's called Lucifer on Netflix.
Oh, I heard that was good. I haven't watched it, though.
If, you know, I'm not too much a fan of, like, crime shows. You know, like NCIS or whatever, but this one puts a twist on it where like the devil and is helping out with like murders and homicides and shit, and I'm mainly intrigued by like the backstory and shit by it, but like dude, like I would definitely recommend it. Honestly, it's really crafty the way they have Tom Ellis play in that.
Tom Ellis.
Yeah, Tom Ellis as Lucifer, dude. Like, dude, if I was gay, I would want Tom Ellis. Like, he hypothetically speaking.
All of us dudes have that one guy that if we were gay, we would just, you know.
Yeah.
Completely simp for Norman Reedus.
Oh my god. Do people still believe if Daryl dies, we riot thing?
Literally, bro. It's just because I wouldn't. If they dare kill that man, I would. And they play around with it a bit, you know. They know what they're doing. Sometimes they make it look like they're going to kill him off.
Yeah.
But they know that they're not that stupid. Because they know there will be death. Like, people will die if Daryl die.
Honestly, if you're going to kill off Daryl, you have to do it in the most badass way possible.
Yeah, no, I would not. He better die because God came down and killed him himself.
Yeah.
Literally. I better see a screen where God says, fuck it, I'll do it myself.
I think that they should, like, pull a scare tactic where, like, Daryl either gets shot or something happens
to him.
They
have. They have already. They've done
that. Oh, in season 2?
No, not just in season 2. They do not. They also did that with before Negan was introduced into the show. No, bro. On it, and in a side note, holy shit! Like, very quick side note. I think his name is more Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Yeah.
Dude, like, I went from hating this man because he killed Glenn to loving his fucking character. Like, I want to hate him, but holy shit, he brings. Like, he makes Morgan, like, not Morgan, he makes Negan, like, the best character ever.
Yeah.
Because Negan, he has such a comedic, like, feel to him, like, this evil comedic effect to him. But at the same time, he can be, like, the hero of the story that it's so good. It leaves you wanting more of him.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good. It's like, fuck, man, I really like this character. I want to cut his balls off, but I love him.
But I want to suck him, too, before I cut him off.
Yeah, exactly. Literally, it's so good, and it's like, man, I think it's what literally made me stay throughout The Walking Dead, just to see what happened with Negan. Because I thought he was gonna die after his arc, but they kept him alive, and they've made him a big character in the show. And holy crap, I've loved every second of what went while he's on screen.
Right.
Because Jesus, I swear, there's been some time. You were talking about comedic effect earlier, Monster. They added comedic effect to the like, you know how you said, oh Jesus, like some comedic effect to like the show earlier because it was depressing or something.
Oh yeah, yeah, comedic relief, yeah.
Yeah, comedic relief. Well, that's
this guy.
That's this guy, and he does such a good job at it. I swear, there's some times where he said some stuff where I literally was at the brink of pissing myself.
Jesus.
Literally, right. But no. Back to the Daryl thing. But back to the Daryl thing. They did it once where, like, before they introduced Before they introduced Negan to the show, where Dwight, for the cliffhanger, Dwight shoots Daryl.
Oh,
and
they
put it in an angle where it looks like he shot him in the head. And he goes like, you'll be fine.
Yeah, I remember that now. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But Dwight's in Fear of the Walking Dead now.
Yeah. But it's because I don't know. He was in The Walking Dead for a bit, but I guess they changed him from shows.
Yeah. Do you think characters are all gonna make a crossover into the last season of The Walking Dead?
They might. I don't know. I guess we'll find out. It's supposed to be a 34 instead of a 16 episode season. It's supposed to be a 34 episode season. So.
Jesus.
Yeah.
God, man.
On Fear.
No, on, like, the last season of The Walking Dead.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
I think they've overdone it as well. Like, I think even big fans of it would be like, Jesus Christ, like, all I see now is Walking Dead. I can't even fucking finish all of it.
Well, did you hear that they actually finished the comics a while back?
Did they?
Yeah. No, the comics are finished.
Damn. That's probably why. They're probably getting close to the end of the fucking Dead source material.
Actually, they are pretty decently close.
Yeah.
Man, I just when I was pissing, you guys were talking about the devil, and how it's a psychological horror. I love psychological horror, especially nowadays, because just your, like, normal fucking horror, like, everyday shit has become so fucking dry. Like, I think out of all the movie genres, that is the one to have been lately, especially, the most dry. I think your average consumer just sees horror movie, like your generic fucking one, like The Nun that came out last year, or I think 2 years ago, I can't remember. Like that type of shit, and they just watch it because, ah, jump scare will make me fart. You know, like, okay, cool, I'll watch that. But it's, like, none of them have been good lately. None of them have tried anything new. I've heard good things about It. Like, the first It, and Chapter 2 apparently was really good, like, even better than the first one. I watched the first It, and I must say it was really good, because a lot of the scenes were like, holy fuck, okay, that's kind of weird. Because they do a very good job of making whatever the fuck the clown's name is.
Pennywise.
Yeah, they do a good job of making Pennywise look legit fucking creepy. Like, if you were to look at him for too long, you'd get, like, you know, chills up your spine. So, and I like what they did there. They didn't rely on jump scares, they relied on genuine creep factor. Like, yeah, they were jump scares, but it wasn't overdone.
I honestly
with a lot of horror movies lately, it's been fucked with jump scares, and there's just been no creativity at all. Hereditary was also another very good horror movie to come out. I think right now, horror movies are shifting to something better. They're trying new things again.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Because honestly, the horror movie genre got really stupid and still. Like, honestly, when it came to the movie It, I honestly, like, it was funny. Because I got bored once. And I was, because I was on a road trip, and the new It movie was about to come out. And I was like, you know what, I'm going to watch the movie, the new It movie anyways, because I'm intrigued. And I like scary movies, I like getting scared. I feel like it brings a nice little adrenaline rush to you at times. But I was like, just because I can compare it later, I'm going to watch, like, the old It, you know, the original
one. Oh, yeah, the 1990s one, yeah.
The 1919 ones. And honestly, it was like, I went in there expecting to, because I have a massive fear of clowns. I mean, I've gotten better because I've gotten older. But I still have, like, a massive phobia of clowns. Like, them fuckers scare the fuck out of me. Mm-hmm. But once I saw that movie, I was like, bro, I'm scared of this bullshit. Yeah, literally. It's like, it's so dumb. It's like, I was like, bro, people were scared of this back then? This was considered scary? Like, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I noticed that a lot with older horror movies, especially, like, the legends, like The Exorcist, the original one. Like, that movie is probably the horror movie. The quintessential horror movie. I think that's the thing that started I don't know, I'm not a fucking movie magician, but I've heard that that's really what started horror movies to go into the direction that they are today. And, like, if you were to watch it today, it wouldn't be scary, it wouldn't be comparable. You know, like, today we have such high expectations for what scares will look like and how realistic it looks, that back then it's just like, oh yeah, that's a fucking robot, like, that obviously that's fake,
you know? Right.
Yeah, but Hereditary was so fucking good. I love that movie.
What was that
about? We need more of that these days. Hereditary was it was weird. I can't even fucking explain it properly. Like, the ending was kind of shit, because the ending turned into your generic horror movie ending. But all the way through, it's really more of a mystery. Like, you only really get to the conclusion at the end. It was basically this grandmother's funeral, and the effect that this grandmother had on the family in general, and how sort of disconnected the family is. It really has heavy themes of family. I think that's the main theme of the movie. But it's really difficult for me to explain exactly what it was about, because it was really a big sort of mystery. Like, I remember I had to watch a video afterwards explaining to me exactly what happened. But, you know, it's a very good movie. Like, it just the way it gets to you isn't how it normally does. It's not just jump scare faced. It actually builds tension, and it does it properly. I really recommend it. Highly recommend. But what was one movie that was really shit? I mentioned The Nun. The Nun was horrible. I'm sorry, but The Nun was absolute shit faced. And then another one as well, another horror movie that was fucking Paranormal Activity Ghost Dimension, the last one they did. I don't know if it's the last one. Should be. I hope it is. That one was also very fucking bad. God damn. Like, I mean, they already overdid Paranormal Activity, I think, by the
really
second
did.
One.
Yeah,
like, I think the first Paranormal Activity was like, whoa, this is fucking cool. Like, this is a totally new thing. you know, it feels real. Like, is this actual? Like, a lot of people believe that was actual found footage. A lot of people thought it was real. I mean, I fucking did when I was a Christian boy that still believed in demons and angels.
So
and
I'm
shit.
Like, I don't know. And I think I've come to think that with some horror movies, they're just maybe they're just not necessarily bad. It's just that they're more enjoyable when you play. Like, I enjoy honestly a lot of scary movies nowadays. I enjoy watching them more with friends, because not just cause, not because I get scared. Because, you know, if you do get scared, it's more fun to, like, you know, watch it with friends. Yeah. So, like, you know, you can just be stupid, like, haha, you pussy, you got scared, little bitch.
I think it's the reactions you get from the jump scares that really make it
fun. Yeah, it makes it fun.
I can see how, actually, now that I think about it, back to games again. I can see how the oversaturation in movies is also a very big thing on games. And right now, I can also see how games, I mean, it started earlier with games, to be honest, how games are really becoming good with it again, because games are such the best fucking medium for horror. Because, you know, when you watch a movie, you're sort of, you know, you're out of control, like, you're just sitting there eating your popcorn and watching everything unfold before you. If you play a game, like, you are in control of everything that happens. You are the fucking person that's going to get scared, not the fucking, not, you know, fucking Hugh Jackman in the movie. You are the fucking, you are Hugh Jackman. So you're gonna get scared, and it's just, it's such, like, it's so much easier for you to get terrified in a horror game than it is a horror movie. And, you know, I can see lately with horror games, well, not lately, but it was also oversaturated at a time, like, when Five Nights at Freddy's came out, that was when it got oversaturated. Like, Five Nights at Freddy's was, like, the Paranormal Activity of the video game, of the horror game world. Like, it was sort of that oversaturated, just same thing over and over again. And everyone started doing it as well. Like, just jump scare, boom. That's why you should be scared. Everything is a jump scare. But when PT came out, I don't know if you guys know what PT is, the PlayStation 4.
Oh, yeah, no, dude, that shit was so, oh my god, that was one of the best horror games I've ever played, dude. Holy shit.
Fuck, you actually played it?
I played it. Hell yeah, I played it. I was honestly,
oh,
I was super
lucky
sad.
Motherfucker.
No, bro, I was so sad because when they took it off the first, I was sad because they said they were just gonna scratch the idea. I was like, fuck that. I would have paid $100 for that. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Second off, I was like, oh, maybe if I keep it like in my library, I can like play it from time to time if I just get bored and I just wanna have like a short night scare. I can just fucking fuck it. I'll play over again. I don't give a fuck. But I deleted it because I thought, hey, if it's in my library, then it's mine. I have it, you know, even if it's off the store. Mm. And once I deleted it, when I went to go download it again, it wasn't available for download, and I was so sad.
You could have sold your PlayStation 4 for so much money.
I could have, bro, because that shit was so good. Like,
I'm a little Jew boy, so I immediately go to the money side of things.
No, literally, no, bro. But, like, it's like, even just for the time, the graphics of, like, consoles were good, yeah. But when it came to stuff like that, it looked revolutionary, dude. He really did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now, I don't know if you know what Visage is. Fucking hell, I pronounced it really well. Visage is,
Yeah,
it's a horror game. Tio played it recently. Like, he played it, like, yesterday on stream.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what PT would have been if it was a full game. I don't think Visage would have been as good as PT because it doesn't have the masterminds behind Silent Hill behind it. But it's very close to what PT could have been if it was a full game. And that's also very fucking scary. That's something I'd recommend you watch or play, like, if you have a PC. I mean, I think it is graphics intensive because it does have good graphics, but it's pretty damn good. It's probably the best horror game out there right now, to be honest.
Yeah.
What horror games have you played, James?
Damn, dude, I really haven't played much, honestly. Like,
let's see.
I knew I have one horror game on. No, I mean, okay, the last horror game I ever played was Resident Evil 2, I think. No, it was a demo with the one that had Nemesis on it. With it, and I played the demo and I got scared shitless and I never actually.
Let's see. So,
I might get Village, but I don't fuck with horror games, dude.
No, bro, you should try Resident Evil 7 Biohazard. Holy shit!
I've already seen the entire playthroughs on YouTube.
That shit's good.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but it hits different playing it. You should play Outlast too. Oh shit, Outlast is a good one.
Oh,
Outlast is
my
so
God.
Good.
I cannot.
I played through Outlast so many times and I still love it.
Yeah, that's another one of the games that I've just seen gameplay of, and I could not fucking play it myself.
We're playing Outlast together.
Stan Outlaws, dude. I know it's that game good, like the back it? Of my fucking hand. I've played that game also, like you, so many fucking times. Like,
but it still gets you.
No, it doesn't still get me. Okay, there was this one part. Michaela could actually... uni could confess to this. I was playing the game with her on SharePlay. And there was this one scene that I completely fucking forgot. Like, I forgot this part of the game, and it actually kind of fucking freaked me out a bit. Like, it got my spine tingling. And not in a sexual way, like in a fucking, holy shit, I'm gonna fucking die way. And it was good. Like, that game was good. It really set the tension. And the reason why I think it was so good was hugely due to the music in the game.
Hmm.
The music in that game was really good. Like, it really got you terrified. Like, without the music in the game wouldn't be nearly as good.
Yeah.
Yeah, Outlast was so fun. Like, oh, the amount of playthroughs I've watched, the amount of times I've played through the game myself. Fucking
it's
love
it. It's so
game.
Good. Yeah, it's so good. I wasn't such a fan of the second one, I don't know. But...
Yeah. I mean...
I feel like the second one was a push. It was like, it's fine, it was still scary, but it was like, it was kind of pushing it. You know, it's like, oh, we just want the second game since the first one was so big, so fuck it. It wasn't even connected to the first one.
Yeah.
I don't think it was.
It was. The only way you find out is through one note that is like way far away from, like the path that you have carved out for you. Like I didn't watch a playthrough of Outlast 2. I played it with Uni. I mean, we're yet to finish it. We still have to. I'm at the point in the game where you just get past the lake area, and unfortunately, the only scary part for me in that game is the part where you're at the lake. Because just before that, there is a couple of huts right at the shore of the lake. And the atmosphere there is fucking horrifying. Because nothing happens. There is no reason for it to be utterly terrifying. There's just that little bit of background music that all the Outlast games seem to do so well. And just silence mixed in with it as well that just make me go, something fucking horrible is going on here.
Yeah.
I don't fucking like it. I need to get out of here as soon as possible. And the cherry on top of this fucking mud pie is I went into one of the huts and I read a note, and the note said that, oh fuck, Mikey, I can't hear Mikey, you can't, did you guys
but go, yeah, go on, go on.
Okay. I looked in the hut, and one of the notes was a guy living there saying, something's up with these woods, man. I can't stay. It was some fucking note describing this area of the lake being horrifying, and it feels like something's watching you. And I was immediately like, holy fucking shit. My theories are confirmed. Something's watching me right fucking now, and I'm about to die. Mm. And it was so good. Nothing happened. No jump scares, no enemy at all, but the atmosphere was fucking awesome in a horrifying way. And I loved it. That part of the game was so good. It was the only part that scared me, unfortunately.
Right.
The rest of it was kind of eh. It just carried on too long.
Anyway, Uni, did you have any maybe closing statements? I think we're getting ready to end off today's episode.
I think we lost her.
Cool. Mikey, she's following in your footsteps since the second episode.
Hey, my dude. I've gotten better. I'm more energetic in this shit. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I actually try to come in here now. I have to make you get in here because you don't want to be here.
Yeah, well, I've been busy, so.
Unity.
Yeah. But anyway, thank you all so much for listening. If you like our content and enjoy what we do, please follow our Instagram page at WhiskeyOneTap for future content, as well as what we're doing in our personal lives. So thank you all so much for listening, and we'll see you in the next one.
Goodbye.
Aboo-boo.